Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about how much money is spent on internet advertising. Have an email that came in here from one of our viewers, subscribers, or so. And before I get into the email, let me just quickly tell you what you're looking at when it comes to how much money is being spent on. As of 2016, you're looking about, just in the US alone, you're looking at about $72 billion, okay, on US digital advertising. But I'm going to tell you in a little bit, after I go through this email, answer the questions in the email, I'll get into a little bit of how much is being spent worldwide as we speak right now. So, it's a big deal, okay? But first of all, let me dive into the email. So, Iola, the other day I was at Walmart with my uncle around 10 p.m. These days I can't help but to observe different aspects of the evolution in e-commerce and internet advertising, as I'm confused about how much percentage of my budget should be going into it. Well, first of all, the fact that you're focusing on it is because you're focusing on it, right? It's kind of like when you if you decide to purchase a Jeep right now, a Jeep Cherokee, all of a sudden you're going to start seeing more of them on the streets. So it's a normal thing to start observing and paying attention to how internet advertising, online advertising, e-commerce, electronic commerce, how that's affecting everything around you. So that's a very normal thing. Now, as far as how much percentage of your budget should be going into internet advertising, by the time we're done with this video, you should have a clear understanding of that. So let's keep going here. Anyway, he says, anyway, I notice a lot of people still go in and out of Walmart. That's at 10 p.m. he was saying, right? In spite of all types of predictions of the collapse of traditional retail stores. I don't think retail stores are going to just collapse, okay? I do think a significant amount of them, or a number of retail stores, traditional retail stores, not just retail store businesses in general, a tremendous amount of them will shut down, partly because they're not paying attention, but also frankly because it is what it is. Most people are not going to pay attention. So I typically give this example of Easy Pass. Easy Pass is the electronic automatic just pass through the toll gates in New Jersey, I think Maryland, in the East Coast. I don't know what they call it. I think in Ohio I just saw they called it something else entirely. But you get what I mean, like when you just go through and then it just takes out of the credit that you have in the automatic system, right? As opposed to you giving cash at the toll gate. I noticed that there's still quite a few lanes that have people in there, significantly a lot more than it used to be. It's mostly electronics right now, and sometimes you find yourself have to drive across multiple lanes so you can pay in cash. Everything electronics is taking over, and there's no question about that. But we're still here. Human beings are still here, so it's not gonna be everything is not gonna be shutting down. I do think Walmart will probably close some stores. That's what I think. Okay, I do think, but probably not as much as Kmart or Macy's or a lot of, frankly, stores that are not needed anymore because of the emergence of things like Amazon, right, or eBay, right? So, but I don't think it's a total shutdown, but I think a significant amount of traditional, not just retail stores, but businesses will go under. It's just what it is, you know what I mean? I mean, what can you say? You can't go back in time. In times, you can't just start rewinding or civilizing the world, right? So to say, you can't just do that, right? So excuse me there. So he goes, however, I can't help but notice the rate of stalking with internet advertising whenever I visit a product page on Walmart, Best Buy's, or Amazon's website. Yeah, if you don't know what this person means by stalking with internet advertising, it's called retargeting, it's called remarketing in marketing. Essentially, anytime you go to a product page on eBay or Amazon or anywhere, you will notice that ads about that same product will show up on Facebook when you're on Facebook. You may even see video pre-roll ads on YouTube about them. You may even see on the ad Google ad networks, you're on somebody's blog, maybe your favorite celebrity blog, and you see ads about these things. It's called remarketing. So essentially, anytime you visit those product page, your cookies, the cookies on your browser stores information about you, your Facebook account, your YouTube account, your Google account, about your browser, as much information as possible. And then they use that information to continue to remarket that product to you because they're assuming that something happened, but you're clearly interested in the product, right? But something happened, but you didn't get to buy it at the point of sale. And it could have been the baby came in the room. It could have been maybe you're not sure if you want it. But you know, the more they show the ads to you, the higher the chances that you're gonna remember and say, "Hey, let me buy this product." And that's what he's talking about when it comes to stalking with internet advertising. Yes, there's an increased amount of people seeing the value in internet advertising, especially remarketing, because you now get to follow up with people without necessarily being in their face, right? While they do what they do online, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Google, on blogs, you can show your ads anywhere, right? So it's a fantastic, and it's still extremely cheap to do that. It's just a good opportunity. That's just what it is right now. So he says, "I probably should confess that I am a loyal Amazon Prime member. I am too, okay? I order, like right now I'm expecting my new tripod stand so I can keep using my backdrop here, right? You know, I do weekly shopping of clothing. You know, I do most of it on Amazon. I'm not really a big fan of walking around the mall, right? And most people, beyond the fact that they may even like going to the mall, it saves a tremendous amount of time being able to get free shipping of exactly what you want into your house, right? So it is what it is, right? But my fear before with fashion, when it comes to buying clothing for myself, my fear used to be my size, like when it comes to the pants, right? My waist is about 34, 36, right? But I could never get my length right until the new fashion where you don't have to get your length right. The length probably around the ankle or anything around the ankle is perfectly fine. So I never have to worry about that anymore because of the new fashion, right? So the new trend in fashion, and that's just it works out well for me. But even beyond that, eventually we're gonna figure out the solution where I don't have to go to the mall every time I need a shoe. Or, you know, I just purchased a shoe, and size 13 came perfect. You know, so it depends on who you are, but I think a lot of the people that are shopping, they value time. Okay, most people value time. So if you can save time, that's everything. I was watching another email or something that somebody posted about not having enough time to live life to the fullest because they are at their job at 6 a.m. in the morning and they are leaving the job at 6 p.m. when it's already dark, or 7 to 7, and it is what it is. And the person was pretty much lamenting about how horrible that kind of lifestyle is. But with the emergence of things like this, online marketing, online advertising, you can build a business from home, learning how to advertise online. You can advertise for other companies and just make affiliate commissions without having to worry about delivery or fulfillment of the product or service, right? It's only going to get better, especially if you're paying attention, right? So he goes, "What's your take on internet advertising? What percentage of one's advertising budget should be on the internet? Thanks." Thank you very much. Now, the thing, my thing about that is this, okay? It's very simple for me, and you can take my opinion. It's a professional opinion because I've been doing this for a while now, about 12, 13 years. But also, take it with a grain of salt, you know? Bottom line is that my yellow book does not make it into my office anymore. They drop it in the front whenever they feel. I think they have probably stopped dropping it already. I don't think I've seen it in a while. But even if they drop it in the front, it goes directly from them to the recycle bin. Because the yellow book cannot possibly have as much information as Google. It's impossible, right? So If I need information about any business, depending on where, it depends on where I am anyway. For example, I get on the road a lot these days right now. I just came back from Ohio. I'm probably gonna be home for the next 2 months right now. I'm gonna be in Atlanta for February, March. The Yellow Book is only good for local, but with my phone, I can search for the businesses that I'm looking for in my particular area, right within a few radius, mile radius of where I am. So because of that, the Yellow Books become obsolete. Now there are some magazines that are produced in your local county, in your local township, and they may approach you and say, hey, buy an ad in there. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? But personally for me, I will not be investing any type of or allocate any percentage of my advertising to anything local, because local today means the phone, because there's nothing that's going to be as local as the phone that's right in my pocket right now. Okay, that's local, and it's high time you start maybe as a marketer or as a person that's concerned about your marketing and advertising budget. You got to start redefining some of the terminologies when it comes to marketing your business, okay? Because the problem is a lot of people get stuck on, they get stuck on old definition of terminologies, okay? I just had a conversation with my uncle who has an online newspaper, and I was having the same conversation with him, and he's very quick to throw words out because he's a professional journalist, right? Who went to school for journalism and everything. But a lot of the definitions from everything you learned in school are changing, just like definitions change in life. Hustle at one point meant stealing, literally, okay? But all of a sudden, hustle now means you're hustling, right? You're hustling, right? That means you're working hard, right? That's what it means now these days, and things and definitions of words will change and change like that. Advertising and marketing, local advertising and marketing has changed in meaning, okay? It's no more just local like newspaper. There's no such thing anymore. It's actually you having a strong presence on your mobile digital device, because everybody is living that digital lifestyle right now, either they realize it or not. Does that make sense? So my take on internet advertising and what percentage is 100%. Now, you can have maybe a percentage for charity purposes, a magazine, a local magazine for cancer or something wants you to support them, and they're gonna put a page in there about your business. You can have a little bit something, I don't know, $1,000 per year dedicated to that, allocate that to that and say, hey, anytime somebody needs support, I say, hey, I don't need advertising, but I'll support. I'll give you $50. I'll give you $100 to give me a page over there, just for awareness. But that's not your marketing, okay? That's not strategic marketing, because frankly, you don't know what the coverage of that marketing is going to be. You don't know how big the event is going to be. Even if you know how big the event is going to be, you don't know if they're your target market. So the best way right now, when it comes to the marketing budget, the main marketing budget for your business, it needs to be targeted. It needs to be targeted towards 100% targeted audience. That means you know that these people have a high chance of interest in what you're offering. Does that make sense? So I think 100% of your main marketing budget, not the charity one, not the charity one, the main one, right? The one that you care for, the one that you really care that it should bring back returns. I think 100% of it should be going into internet advertising, and that's my opinion. It's my professional opinion about that. Okay. So if you want to learn more about internet advertising, definitely take advantage of the link on this screen. You're gonna learn how to build a home business. You're also gonna get your hands on a few free information about free leads and traffic generation online, and you're also gonna get to download my free e-report on 15 steps to six figures income revenue, right? So that's what I have for you on this episode. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Don't forget, subscribe, share this video if you know a business owner that you think will benefit from this. Share with your just click share on the Facebook, and give me a thumbs up. Share your thoughts and your questions below. I want to know, tell me in the comments below, what can you observe visually? Okay, share with me what you can see visually based on the activities around you. Tell me how the digital lifestyle has directly or indirectly affected your personal life. I would like to see what you think. I would like to hear your take in the comment below. Okay, But more than anything else, more importantly, make sure you reserve your seat in a free masterclass with the link on the screen, which is olatux.com/mastermind. That's OLATUX as in Xerox.com/mastermind. That's it. Again, hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one, and peace.